born in Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yes, I am Katie, as most people call me. I'm a DJ now, and I've been a Twitch streamer for about 7 years and an artist.
Okay.
Do a lot of art.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start talking about the art. What kind of art do you do?
Everything besides painting.
Okay, so like, are you using crayons, pencils, markers?
Graphite mostly, Prismacolor pencils. I use Procreate, which a lot of tattoo artists use.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing my tattoo apprenticeship in the summer.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, digital art, graphite, coloring. I've done some big pieces, and I ship internationally.
So. Okay. Where can people find you?
Facebook, Instagram. It's pretty much all the same thing. Kmarie Art is my name. So.
And what are you drawing primarily? Like, we were talking to your boyfriend earlier, and he's saying some people actually, like, pay you to do, like, specific type of work.
Yeah.
So, but, like, for the most part, when we go on check you out on your different social media platforms, like, what kind of art are you putting together?
I do a lot of darker art.
Okay.
I like to kind of call it. One of my inspirations is Christopher Lovell from the UK.
Okay.
And he does a lot of like dark style art, like girls with horns and kind of like eerie looking, but beautiful at the same time.
Right.
So I do a lot of that stuff, but commission wise, I do anything. Anything anyone asks, I'll do it. So.
Okay. And where did your love of art start?
My dad, actually. He was a tattoo artist, and I learned from him ever since I was like 2 years old. I started drawing. And kept with it, would take art classes for fun in school.
Yeah.
So, just kept with it.
And so, you said you're on Twitch.
Yeah.
Are you Twitching yourself drawing as well?
Yep.
Okay. How? Like, how's your camera angle set up for that? Like, obviously, it can't just be straight on you. Are you coming up above? Do you have a rig that you've created, or?
Yeah, it's something I kind of put together. I have, like, my ring light there that I put, like, behind the monitor. And that'll be on my face. And then I have this like little clip-in desk mount thing that just like clips onto the desk, and then I have a Logitech C920 that I screwed onto the bottom, and it just faces down.
Okay, so bird eye view.
Yeah.
And so outside of drawing, what else are you streaming when you're on Twitch?
I DJ.
Is this where you do it?
I did my first one 2 weeks ago down here,
but
I have a little controller upstairs that I would just do like little things, but coming down here was a big upgrade.
Yeah. And so, when you're streaming online, like, how long are you streaming for when you do, like, a DJ set?
Minimum, about 7 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Minimum 7 hours?
Minimum seven.
So, no. Like, maybe I'm, like, computing wrong. So, you'll start, you'll stream it, and you'll go 7 hours.
Yep.
Straight set, or are you, like, practicing in the middle?
Well, okay, so when Hunter left, he left for a weekend, and I was like, well, I might as well stream down here, so that's why this is all down here.
Yeah.
Came down here, I streamed for 14 hours that night, and I was just behind there, and I would pick up the mic and just talk to people and just DJ the whole time.
Damn.
Wow.
For 14 hours.
Get Hunter to send me your stuff, we'll post it.
That's dedication.
Sure. It was fun. I love it.
And so when you're streaming for that amount of time, I'm assuming, making assumptions, more, mainly I'm wrong every time I make one of these things, okay. But you're by yourself in the basement, yep. I'm assuming. And so you're engaging, writing, reading with the audience that's looking at you.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, for 14 hours. Yeah,
it was rough. I was hurting.
Yeah.
We do it for 20 minutes.
That's right. Done. Yeah. We have a rule. We don't film more than four of these in a day. That's like the break. And we only film for like 20 minutes roughly. Wow.
Yeah. I think I got the practice because I did a 24-hour Twitch stream and I was DJing for half of that. And then would sit down and do art, and then would body paint, and then would get back up and would DJ. So
you're like lifestyle streaming almost.
Yeah, I've done IRL stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so, geez Louise. Okay, how did you get into, how long have you been streaming? How did you get into it? Like, yeah.
I just hit 8 years on Twitch, so a very long time.
Okay.
I started on Kick recently, which is a new platform.
Okay.
So I started with them. It's kind of new, but Twitch has been my 8-year long going one.
And how often do you go and stream?
I used to stream every single day, especially when COVID hit. So I would do 7 days a week.
Yeah. It was a full-time job.
Yeah. It was my full-time job during COVID. I just sat down every single day, night.
Yeah.
And would just do that. And now it's kind of a part-time thing because now I'm working. But yeah. I do it when I can. But before it would all day, every day.
And so what about it, like, to do something like that with, you have to have a passion, you have to, like, want to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, what about it really kind of gets you excited to be like, you know what, I'm going to turn this on and let's go?
So during my streaming career, I've met a lot of people. I've traveled to meet some of my streamer friends. We've streamed IRL in California together, and that kind of, like, motivated me a little bit more,
right.
But I was just doing it part-time for fun, and then I was on Adopt an Affiliate with Andy Milonakis on Twitch.
I know who Andy Milonakis is. I know who that guy is. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, so that was his show, and that I came in second place, and that kind of shot my Twitch career up a little bit, and then I just kept with it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But it all goes to show, like, time in. Like, I think that's the moral of this story, is, like, this didn't happen overnight for you.
No.
8 years is a long time. Streaming for a minimum of 7 hours. Like, you're putting in work.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who think they can just start up one day and, like, their inspiration is, like, Ninja or XQC and stuff. They think they're going to start up, like, in the morning and they're going to be like, I'm going to become famous in a day.
Yeah.
No, not.
Doesn't work like
that. No, it doesn't.
It just doesn't. You got to put into work.
It takes a long time, and it is hard work. It's exhausting.
Yeah, yeah. Doing anything for 8 hours is exhausting.
You sacrifice a lot of time with friends, family.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Sad, to be honest. Yeah. But
if it makes you happy, it's a passion. Yeah. You're following it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So something you're starting now, and like you were saying, is you're DJing.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of music do you play?
Hard style, dubstep, bass house. I'm kind of getting into drum and bass a little bit, but hard style and dubstep are kind of my thing.
And is this a genre of music that you've been following for a bit, or is this something that's kind of newer in the last few years for you?
So Skrillex got me into dubstep when I was about, I don't know, 11.
Okay.
Hard style, Headhunters was kind of like the first person that I ever found with hard style, and I fell in love with it ever since, and it's pretty much all I listen to.
Yeah.
I get a lot of backlash for it, but I love it.
And are you performing it strictly on Twitch? Have you done any live shows? Like, where are you in your DJing career?
I played my first, like, little show at 9910. So that was my first experience. Extremely nervous.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I opened for Sound Rush, and they're from Europe, and they are one of my favorites for hardstyle, so opening for them was insane.
Mm.
But I got up on stage, no nerves at all,
really?
And I just crushed it for an hour and a half. So.
And where was this at?
Temple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice venue.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, loud and beautiful. Everyone's awesome. Yeah. I love it there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to switch gears on you for a second, and I apologize for everybody at home. You can't see this. There is a monster computer here in front of me. I didn't even know they made computers this large. Like, I've never seen anything like this in my life. What am I looking at here? And guys, like, when I say it's huge, like, it's bigger than what you're seeing back here. So it's big.
It's a suitcase.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah, that's right. It's bigger than a suitcase. You can't carry this on the plane. This is like, you gotta check it. This is checked luggage big. So, like, what is this? What are we looking at? What's it for?
Well, this is a trooper.
Okay.
Is what it's called. I can lift it up on here if they would love to see it.
I don't know how heavy it is, so.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not helping.
No, yeah. You're good. So there's a handle on top and one in the back. And I've had this the whole time I've been a streamer.
Right.
Yeah. It's big.
It's a monster.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I hate it.
And so why do you need something this big? What does it do? What's its capacity? Like, what's the functionality behind something this monstrous?
Well, it's actually extremely old.
Okay.
It has an i5 in it. The graphics card is a 1060. So it's a very old PC, but it does what I need it to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to upgrade soon, but I've had it for a long time. I don't really know that much about computers.
Right.
I let my friends help me with all this stuff.
There we go. Okay.
But, yeah, I've had this since the beginning.
Yeah. Well, for everybody at home, there you go. That's a monster computer.
Don't get one.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's huge. Like, as soon as we came downstairs, we saw it. We're like, what? We didn't even know what it was, really.
Yeah, it's like a suitcase. Yeah. I call it my suitcase.
And does it light up and stuff? Because it's all see-through there, right?
Yeah, it's pretty red on the inside.
Okay. And so, why did you bring that here specifically from the upstairs? Like, was that because you were doing such a long stream that day?
Well, I didn't. I wanted to use these.
Yeah.
Because I just have, like, my little baby controller upstairs. Mm. And I was like, I want to use something bigger.
Right.
So then I came down here, and that was terrible to bring two floors down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But So I lived in Kelowna for a year. I brought that from Edmonton to Kelowna and then brought it all the way back, all of my PC stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I'm used to it.
Yeah. So you just dovetailed into my next question for you.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I was born in Red Deer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, you give me a face. I, like, what's wrong? You're the second person who has come from Red Deer who's given me that face. And I've never been to Red Deer. I've driven through.
Yeah.
I have friends, though, who love Red Deer. Like,
wow.
And we can,
do they live there?
No, they don't live there. They party there. And we can tell stories about that afterwards. But my experience hearing about Red Deer has always been one of positivity and just epicness.
Yeah.
But you're the second person from there who's given, like, the...
Yeah.
So what's the deal?
I'm not a... Well, I am a small town girl. I grew up on farms.
Okay.
So I have a small town side, but it's not a place I would ever want to live. It's just, I don't know. It's old.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to make a trip to Red Deer.
Yeah, I mean,
they have a good donut place.
Yeah.
Yeah, the windmill?
Yeah, that place.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And so you grew up in Red Deer, and then you said you were in Kelowna. So did you go Kelowna, Edmonton? Like, how's this journey got you back here to Edmonton?
So born in Red Deer, pretty much lived in Edmonton my whole life. And then during COVID, my mom and I actually moved to Kelowna because she got a job transfer. So I was like, I'll follow you there. I didn't really have anything here.
Right.
So I was like, I'll follow you there. Stayed there for about a year.
Yeah.
And then we were like, we hate it. I hated Kelowna.
Okay.
Moved back.
Okay.
Just hot, fires, spiders. Not a fan.
Spiders.
Yeah. Oh,
too many spiders. I'm out.
So many spiders.
That's hilarious. I wouldn't like that either.
No.
I've never been to Kelowna either.
It's beautiful.
People like... And I'm going to get hate about it when this episode airs, but because a lot of people from Fort McMurray in the summer, like, they'll go check out Kelowna and stuff. I hear it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful to visit.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend.
Yeah, but living there, too many spiders.
Don't live there. Yeah. We had 10 black widows in front of our door, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like at once or overall? Yeah.
At once.
Whoa.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when it comes to your future career, you said you're going to get your apprenticeship tattooing.
Yep.
How do you feel? Like, I know nothing about tattooing. I don't have a single one.
Yeah.
How do you feel about doing that on somebody's skin?
Totally fine.
That's the whole point of it. That's...
I know, but like, are you nervous about that? Like, that's forever, ever.
Oh, yeah. I have about 11.
That's right. You didn't do them to yourself.
No.
So that's what I mean. Like, how do you feel about, like, okay, I'm going to put needle to somebody else's skin, and that's like.
It's easy when you can do it yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun to get yourself, but I could do it on someone else.
Okay. And so what's the process for that? Like, how, like, do you just, like, get randoms to be like, yeah, hit me up?
I've had a lot of people. And people from Twitch said they'd fly down here and they want me to, like, give them their first tattoos or just give them a tattoo. And
yeah.
I was like, well, I got clients.
Yeah. So a part of the apprenticeship program finding individuals that will allow you to tattoo, or is that something that they like help you out with?
Well, I found a really, really good shop downtown. It's been a nightmare trying to find a tattoo apprenticeship.
Right.
And I have a friend who works there, and they just gave me the opportunity, and I was like, I'll take it, because it's been a struggle to find one.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I can't wait to see your work.
Me too.
Yeah, it'll be good. Well, listen, Tanner's hitting me with the watch. That means we are out of time. We do not go 7 hours. Before we cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Sure. My Twitch is Kaymarie, K-A-Y-M-A-R-I-E. My Instagram and my Facebook and my Twitter are pretty much all Kaymarie, either Kaymarie Art or Kaymarie Streams, one of the two. Can pretty much find me on all socials. I have everything. So
there we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota. Thank you very much for you guys' ongoing support. Really do appreciate it. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.